As more populated areas of the state go forward with Part 1B of Missouri's COVID-19 plan today, numerous rural counties are still at square one without any vaccine. Carroll County Public Health Department Administrator Bertie Hartwig.
Even though we should be starting Monday, and that's the one that we had enrolled to start with, we do not have the vaccine or do not know when we'll get the vaccine.
Her health department is enrolled to be a vaccination center starting with phase 1B. And although many healthcare workers in Carroll County were recently vaccinated, the county health department staff has not, she says. The same is true in Randolph County. Public Health Administrator Sharon Wisenin.
As of right now, there's no other facility in our county that has the vaccine. As soon as we get some in, we're going to work with all of the agencies. Our priority, of course, is going to be the 1A tier. As soon as we get them, we're going to move on down the line.
Even in counties with no local hospitals, like Cooper and Sheridan counties, they are on hold. Sheridan public health officials told KMZU on Friday they are waiting to learn of their timetable to receive doses. As Cooper County Public Health Administrator Melanie Hutton waits for her county's allotment from the state, she is now working with an out-of-county hospital to begin getting some vaccines soon.
Their shipment will arrive next week, and so we have been committed to getting it, but what day we'll actually get it on next week, we don't know. If they get it on a Friday, we probably won't go down and get it because it's Pfizer. We'll want it to stay on dry ice until like Monday. And then, you know, because once you get it and it doesn't stay in dry ice, then you got 5 days to use it.
Statewide health officials are seeing the haves and have-nots in the initial process of the rollout. Missouri Hospital Association Vice President of Public and Media Relations, Dave Dillon.
We've got a number of different issues, and in some cases in rural communities, we are seeing that they were not in the first tranche of vaccine that came out.
Dillon says a component of Governor Parson's rollout plan is equity, meaning the doses need to be distributed in both urban and rural areas. He explains why that's important.
So we can't build our 60-70% immunity statewide by ignoring rural places, and we won't, which means, though, that you have to have a very different approach, and we have to figure out what that approach is. Is it local public health in counties that don't have a hospital, they become the center, or they are in counties that do, they partner with the hospital to do the equivalent of what we've had to do for testing? These are the fundamental questions that are being asked.
Hospitals are currently administering most of the vaccine designated to patient-facing healthcare providers. A federal contract with CVS and Walgreens chain pharmacies are vaccinating residents at long-term healthcare facilities, described as phase 1A of the vaccine plan. According to state data, as of Friday, about a quarter of that population has received its first dose. The first tier of 1B, which rolled out Thursday, is for first responders, public health officials, and teachers. The second tier, which starts today, is for high-risk individuals. The state has defined that group as people age 65 and older, those with cancer, chronic kidney disease, COPD, heart conditions, weakened immune systems due to an organ transplant, severe obesity, pregnancy, sickle cell disease, and type 2 diabetes. Individuals with intellectual or development disabilities are also included in this segment. The state anticipates vaccine availability may be limited in phases 1 and 2, according to its COVID-19 vax plan. Health departments have been fielding calls and keeping the public abreast of COVID-19 information. Randolph County Public Health Administrator Sharon Wisenin.
That's our number one phone call right now, and we get lots of them every day, people wanting to know when they can get vaccinated. When we get it, we're definitely going to release the information and set up clinics to get as many people immunized as we can.
Tomorrow, we continue our conversation with Missouri Health Department Association's Dave Dillon about the logistical challenges facing the state and the country in distributing the vaccine. For KMZU News, this is Joellen Black.